Hey everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and welcome to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience Podcast. I have on the phone today Joe Policastro of the Joe Policastro Trio, and they're going to be performing at Andy's. We're doing this just before the shows come up here this weekend, January 17th and 18th. For those of you that listen outside of Chicago, you might be able to see Joe performing as well. They've been touring as a trio for the past few years. We'll talk a little bit about that. He's one of these musicians in town, a first call bassist in town, but he started his own group, about 10, 12 years ago with a steady gig, and he's gotten it out of Chicago. He's one of those rare jazz musicians that has taken on the task of finding gigs, getting out of Chicago, and it's done very well for him. He started playing larger festivals, and his new recording that came out last year, Nothing Here Belongs, is available at the jptrio.com and, of course, Amazon, CD Baby, and everywhere else you can download and stream. So, Joe, thanks for being on the show today. And this show you have coming up this weekend, you're also featuring one of the premier harmonica players in the entire world, / piano player, / flute player, / sax player, depending on what Howard Levy decides he wants to play.
Mandolin, so Howard, whatever, yeah, he feels like.
So Howard Levy is joining you this weekend at Andy's, so it's pretty exciting. So why don't we just start off, before we get into talking about the recording and about some of your upcoming touring gigs, let's just talk about how this came about. You're performing with Howard Levy of Howard Levy fame, and how did this come about? Have you guys played with him before?
Not as a trio. So going back several years, I'm sure you probably remember this, Mike. This is, you know, getting a little local here for Chicago. But when the Jazz Showcase closed at the Grand location, they were having those benefit concerts for, you know, to get the new club open. Mm-hmm. And there was one of them that I played with. They had the Mulligan Mosaics Big Band, which I'm a co-leader of with saxophonist Ted Hogarth. But then I was part of the rhythm section that was backing up a lot of the guest artists as well. So they had like Phil Woods there and David Fathead Newman. And then they wanted some of the local celebrities as well. So they had Frank Darone come, and they also had Howard Levy, which was the very first time that I actually met Howard. And just going back, just a little personal side note about him, you know, when I was a kid, you know, coming up, you know, I started on electric bass. Although I don't even really play it at all anymore, but I was, you know, I was a fan of De La Fleck and the Flecktones, and he was somebody that I had, you know, admired. And I had a great time talking to him that night about like, oh my God, you were like one of the first solos I ever transcribed. I was trying to figure out this, you know, this piano and harmonica solo on electric bass. And, you know, anyway, so fast forward to, you know, as you mentioned before, the trio now has been traveling quite a bit, and we very rarely do anything collaborative. But this past year, we had the opportunity to play at the Iridium in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible experience, so much fun to play. And I decided on that show to feature a guest artist with us. And we had the great saxophonist John Arabagon come and play. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun just getting, you know, kind of rethinking some of the songs for a guest artist. We were really able to kind of preserve the sound of the trio and add a voice on top of it. And that was pretty much the only collaborative show we did that year. You know, we, you know, kind of finished out things in October, and then kicking off in about a week or so, we're going down south for the first time. And I thought it would be a really fun opportunity to do something here in Chicago like that show. And I was thinking of people that I wanted to do it with and stuff, and we were just bouncing around ideas, and somebody mentioned Howard, and I was like, you know, that just seems like it would be right. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a call, and we, you know, we put it together.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's going to be interesting too, because I mean, you know, I'm used to hearing your trio, but then when you lay somebody in on top of it, that's got to change the whole way you guys actually think and play off of each other too, right? Just because there's that extra voice in there.
You know, that was the most interesting thing about when we, because we'd never really, again, I mean, I've played with John Arabagon before, but I'd never played with him in that, with the trio. And it was such a natural thing for us to keep our same flow, our sense of communication, and just let another person sort of sit on top of the band. So yes, there's more information coming at you, but in terms of like the communication aspect and the way that we relate to that other person, it's almost like it's more just a duo than it is a quartet. You know, it's like the band, you have the band think, and then this other voice on top of it.
So what tunes are you going to be? Are you going to be playing some of the regular Joe Palacastro Trio tunes? Or are you reinventing and kind of reimagining a set list for Howard?
Well, so we decided, I thought it would be a great opportunity to play some of his original music too. So what we're doing is we're going to feature, he's going to be playing on several of our original tunes. We're going to be playing several of his. And then I sort of cherry picked songs from our, some new songs of ours, as well as some, you know, ones that we recorded a while ago that, you know, that I thought he would fit on really well. So we did that album of movie and TV music, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to have him play on Midnight Cowboy because it's got the harmonica. Sure. Theme, you know? So things like that. And I mean, we picked some stuff from our West Side Story suite to have him play on as well. And the cool thing with him too, and I think one of the more appealing aspects for him was because it's a guitar trio, guitar bass drums, he can play piano and harmonica and really freely switch between them.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you that question, if he was going to be playing piano, because, you know, I remember just kind of reminiscing about Howard Levy here. I remember seeing him for the first time at the old jazz showcase at the Blackstone, and he was playing piano with Mark Walker, and they were backing up Claudio Roditi. And I didn't even know, you know, I was 19 or something, or I was 18, and I didn't even know Howard played harmonica, because he played the piano the entire time. And then the next summer I saw him playing harmonica. Like, I was like, oh my God, who is this guy? And that was my first foray into Howard Levy, just destroying the piano. So he's right. A monster player, you know.
I know, it's really unbelievable. And I mean, and also the two instruments being so incredibly different, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, most musicians play piano in some capacity, in some functional way, but I mean, his harmonica technique, I mean, he's completely revolutionized the instrument. I mean, he's doing things on it that no one has ever done before. I don't know if you've ever witnessed these mm-hmm. things that he can do, where he can take a diatonic harp, you know, like a C harp, and he can play in any key on it.
Yep.
He knows how to, he can overblow and underblow and bend all of them, so he can play a D flat blues on a C harp.
I know. I had him on my old radio show years and years ago, and I mean, it was a 2-hour radio show, and it was 2 hours of Howard Levy, which was not enough time, and he was explaining the entire process of how he started and learned how to do that. So being able to see, and then of course he's touring with, you know, Bella Fleck, and he's touring the world with his own projects and everything else. So being able to see him at Andy's Jazz Club here in Chicago locally, and actually to me, he's going to be playing, you know, I mean, straight ahead stuff. I mean, you guys do obviously a lot of different things, but it's not something like a world music thing. I mean, this is like, there's going to be some swinging involved. He's going to be playing piano. He's going to be playing harmonica. It's a little bit different than what Howard normally does these days, because he's usually either with Bella Fleck, or he's with Chris Siebel doing the duo thing, or he's with Trio Globo or something like that. So this is kind of a unique opportunity to see you guys here in town at Andy's instead of at Pops, where you used to be for so many years, and then also adding Howard Levy in. It's going to be a fun weekend, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, we're really looking forward to it. And another thing that just, I mean, on the subject of world music, and this was, we had to take advantage of this because of this overlapping interest. Both Dave and I are really into choro, you know, which is kind of an early form of samba music, Brazilian samba. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, there's a composer by the name of Jacob de Mandelin that wrote all these songs. And Howard, we were just kind of chatting about like choro and samba, and he happens to know some of the same ones that we do as well. So we were like, oh, this is going to be great. We'll just, we're going to be playing some of that as well, throwing some of those old choros in.
Oh man, well it's going to be a very large mixture of tunes. I can guarantee anyone listening here, if they want to get over to Andy. So that's happening this Friday, January 17th and January 18th, Saturday. You guys are playing the 9:30 to 1 a.m. set, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Andy's has 9:30 to 11 p.m. is the first set, and then 11:30 until 1 a.m. is the second set. Is that the way it's going to run this weekend?
That is correct.
All right. So tickets at the door, $15. You can get more information at andysjazzclub.com. Of course, thejptrio.com for the Joe Palacastro Trio. And let's talk a little bit about the trio now. First off, who's going to be at Andy's, I should say? Is it the regular trio that's going to be in town this weekend?
Regular guys, yeah. Michael Avery on drums and Dave Miller on guitar.
And then you guys are going out on the road. I'm just kind of looking over the upcoming shows that are not in Chicago. You've got some hits here before you take off, but then you're leaving. You're going to Bloomington, Indiana. You're going to West Virginia. You're going to Virginia. You're going to North Carolina, Georgia. I mean, is this – and you mentioned a little bit earlier, so this is like your first time kind of going into the South, because I know you go east and you go west and kind of up into the Rockies. I think you're up in Denver and things. So this is the first time going south, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we've gotten to that sort of, you know, that part of the western and southern Midwest, you know, that kind of butts up against that. You know, we've gotten, you know, down into Missouri, you know, Kansas City kind of area, Columbia, Missouri, like all that kind of stuff. And as far west as Denver, and we've done a lot of stuff in like Ontario, you know, all throughout the Midwest and East Coast and things. But yeah, we've never done anything south. We were actually supposed to do this trip in August, and we had to cancel it, which I've never had to cancel a trip before. So we just rescheduled it for January. Thought, what a great time to get out of Chicago.
Yeah, well, it's definitely better than going north. If you're going to go north in January, you might have a few problems. So going south, yeah, you should be absolutely fine. Now, you're hitting a lot of spots, and I do see that you're also playing with a couple of different people in some of these different locations. Greg Ward, that's a name everyone here in Chicago knows. You're going to be playing with him down in Bloomington, Indiana. Is that for that must be right there at the university too, Blockhouse, right?
Yeah, it's right by the school there. We've played at the Blockhouse before. They have a really cool music series called the Call and Response series, which is now curated by the trumpet player John Raymond, that's on faculty down there.
Hmm, okay.
So he puts that series together. And yeah, we decided to just, you know, Greg's down there. And I mean, you know, I've played with Greg before, but I mean, Dave and Greg go back. Go way back. I mean, they, you know, they lived together in New York, and I mean, they played together in Ted Sirota's bands, and then Dave's been a part of that Rogue Parade group for a long time. So we just thought it'd be a cool opportunity to have Greg. You know, he's sat in with the trio several times before. So we just thought, yeah, he's down there, have him on a show.
Well, I don't think there's any problem with Greg being able to fit in with you guys. I mean, he's a monster player, and he plays with everybody all over the world, really. So I mean, yeah, it's great that he's down there. But then there's an interesting little connection there too, right? You're playing down in Nashville with JV Montgomery and Lyndon with the trio. So are they opening up for you or something? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's one of those Nashville like multi-band bills.
Gotcha. Oh, that'll be fun, man. Is that the first time you guys are in Nashville?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. That's quite a music town too. I'm sure you guys are going to do dynamite down there. So if people are listening to this, they can get all the information on the tour dates that are coming up, thejptrio.com. And I know that you're going to have festivals to announce and everything else as you move into the summer, spring, summer, fall, because I think you had some last year, and I'm sure that's going to continue on for this year. So everybody can get all the information at thejptrio.com, pick up the new releases, and of course get all the information about the shows this weekend, andysjazzclub.com, thejptrio.com. And Joe, thanks for jumping on here, man. Congratulations on all the success, and hopefully we'll get some people out there at Andy's to see this incredible show with Howard Levy as a special guest.
All right, thanks so much.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and everyone wants to get more information on anything happening in Chicago and the jazz scene, it's, of course, chicagojazz.com, chicagojazzmagazine.com. You can listen to more podcasts on every podcast platform that you can possibly think of, so I'm not going to list them out. And if you want to watch any videos, we do weekly videos on chicagojazz.com. And until next time, hopefully we will see you somewhere out on the scene.